Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Autism and Scouting Radio, your source for acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment within the Autism and Asperger's Scouting communities. Our show will be starting shortly. To listen to archives of previous broadcasts, visit www.autismempowerment.org and click on the Autism and Scouting or Autism Empowerment Radio tab. As a nonprofit charity, we rely on public generosity to fund our programs, special events, support services, and radio broadcasting. Thank you for considering a tax-deductible donation today. Our show is now beginning.
Well, hello, and welcome to Autism and Scouting Radio. My name is Karen Krecha, and I will be co-hosting today with John Krecha, your regular host. We're very excited about today's Autism and Scouting two-year anniversary show, and I will be bringing John on here shortly. For those who listen to Autism and Scouting Radio but don't know me, I'm the executive director and co-founder of Autism Empowerment, a 501c3 nonprofit public charity dedicated to providing acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment for individuals and families of all ages and abilities within the autism and Asperger communities. If you're new to Autism and Scouting Radio, welcome. And if you've been with us for a while, welcome back. Autism and Scouting Radio, which you're listening to now, is part of the Autism and Scouting Program, which is one of the many free programs, services, and resources that are offered by Autism Empowerment. In fact, I'm excited to say that Autism Empowerment was recently nominated through Chase Community Giving to have the opportunity to participate in a share of grant award money awarded by Chase. Although being a young organization, we don't yet expect to have the voting support to win one of the national awards, any votes that are made are also counted toward the Western Washington category as well. So no matter where you live, if you're on Facebook and you enjoy our Autism and Scouting or Autism Empowerment programs, we appreciate you giving a vote for Autism Empowerment between now and September 19th. It's free and you only have to vote once. And to do so, just go to our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/autismempowerment, and you'll be able to find a post on our wall with the link. Thanks. To get more information about Autism Empowerment and the Autism and Scouting Program after this broadcast, please visit us at www.autismempowerment.org and join us on Facebook or Twitter. You can also find those links at our website. In addition to our radio programs being available through autismempowerment.org and Blog Talk Radio, each show of Autism and Scouting Radio and our sister station, Autism Empowerment Radio, is available to listen to and download to your mobile devices through iTunes. As all of our previous and upcoming broadcasts are there, or will be sure to subscribe for free so you don't miss out. John wanted me to thank Autism and Scouting Radio's most recent guest, an amazing man and dedicated volunteer, Tony May. John had him on the air yesterday, and he is the National Chair of Special Needs Scouting for the Boy Scouts of America. He's also the webmaster of the Working with Scouts with Disabilities website. Tony's been on the air with Autism and Scouting Radio multiple times, and if you haven't had a chance to listen, we encourage you to check out his interviews and archives because he's a real visionary and provides lots of great content for the show. As far as upcoming broadcasts go, on Tuesday, September 18th, we are having a show called Tips for Working with Your Scouts When It Comes to Fundraising. Being that this is the time of year when a lot of units in different scouting organizations do fundraising, this will be an important show to tune into. And then on Wednesday, September 19th, you'll for sure not want to miss that show because we're bringing on a new guest. Her name is Karen Manfield, and she's with Troop 5280. Karen will be talking about her unique troop. It's a special needs troop that focuses on teaching scouts the basics to Boy Scouts, and then it transitions them into typically run units. This is one of the only ones in the country that we could find doing this, and we are really excited to bring Karen on. She's an amazing scouter, and we will have her coming back a few times over the next few months. Then on Friday, September 21st, we have something new. We're going to have a first panel discussion through our radio. Three members of Boy Scout Troop 2, a special needs troop in Missouri, will join us to talk about what's going on within their organization. Today, we have a very special guest and co-host, and you may recognize his voice. That's Autism and Scouting Radio host, John Krecha. John has had 6 years of scouting experience in a variety of leadership positions, both in Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts, in both the unit and district levels. He has two sons on the autism spectrum, currently involved in scouting. His youngest is a Tiger Cub, and his oldest is a Star Scout. Through Autism Empowerment, John developed an Autism and Scouting Leadership Training course and presented multiple trainings at the Leadership and Excellent Training Conference for Scouters in the Cascade Pacific Council in 2011. He's been asked back again in November 2012 and will be adding additional advanced training at that time. John was also a co-founder of the first sensory-friendly Cub Scout pack in the greater Vancouver, Washington area earlier this year. John has a diverse background and incredible passion and dedication to helping scouts and families impacted by autism and Asperger's. John is currently the Vice President of Operations for Autism Empowerment, and he heads up our Autism and Scouting program. So without further ado, let me go ahead and bring him on the air now. John,
hi, how
welcome
you doing?
To Autism and Scouting Radio. Hi. Thank you so much for coming on your own show.
It's my pleasure.
John, I'm really excited to co-host with you today. This is the two-year anniversary of Autism and Scouting. Why don't you give our listeners a little history of the program?
Boy, it's been a long road. I can't believe it's been 2 years already since this first started. It started back in probably mid-August of 2010. I was a parent. My oldest had just transitioned into a Boy Scout unit, and I had wanted to step back a little bit from the leadership position, so I kind of took some time off. But I went to summer camp with him, and the summer camp was awesome. The troop that he's with is fantastic. But the camp, when we went to the camp, I just noticed a lot of issues around some of the counselors at the camp not really understanding how to work with kids with either on the autism spectrum or with special needs. And so one night when I was laying in my rack, it was just like a calling from God, literally knowing that I kind of knew what I needed to do, and it was just a vision almost of what I wanted to do. And then I came back and I looked around the internet and Facebook and all the different social media out there. There was some trainings already out there sporadically, but nothing really cohesive. It was, you know, some wood badge tickets. For those people who don't know, wood badge is an advanced training that scouters go through, and then they have to do different tickets, and some of the tickets that they completed were courses for special needs or autism, but nothing really cohesive. A lot of great information, but not a lot of it. And then I went to Facebook, big Facebook user, and there was absolutely nothing there for the most part. And so I started a Facebook. It was a group initially. The first start was a group, and it grew very, very quickly. I was amazed how quickly it grew to like 50, 60, 70 people, and then 100 people, and then with Facebook, as many people who are out there that use Facebook, they love to change things around. and such, the groups really kind of, we outgrew the group mentality, so I then started actually a Facebook page called Autism and Scouting, and currently we're about 851 members. We're in over 30 countries. We have over 100 scouters and parents in the UK, over 70 scouters and parents in Australia. There's 5 different countries where we're in double digits. So it's basically a grassroots organization, how it initially started, as one parent trying to fill a need. And then what happened was in June of 2011, Karen, my co-host here, and I started Autism Empowerment. And again, it was a calling, a greater calling to serve other people, to provide information, to provide acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment to those out there on the autism spectrum, basically wherever they are. And it just was a natural fit because I was already kind of doing this when I started this as a parent, so we wrapped what I was doing with the autism and scouting into autism empowerment, and that's kind of how they blended. That's why the autism and scouting program is older than autism empowerment, but it's still definitely part of Autism Empowerment as one of its main programs.
And it actually has. Oh, that was a great explanation, and it's actually expanded quite a bit since then. For people, you know, you talked a lot about the Facebook groups. What are some of the kinds of things that you do there on the Facebook page?
There, we try to go back to the core values of Autism Empowerment, and the core values of Autism Empowerment are accept, enrich, inspire, empower. And so that was when we first sat down with Autism Empowerment. We wanted to make sure that all of our programs fit those four basic foundational pillars. So you'll find tips on working with Scouts. You'll find at Christmas time last year we did the 12 days to sensory friendly Scouting. We share a lot of pictures and photos of both inspirational sayings and motivational sayings. We share pictures of, if someone wants to send in pictures of their Scouts, we'll post them, and to share, you know, what other people are doing. We through the radio, we definitely do a lot of blogging and radio shows, and we definitely post everything that we're doing there on the Facebook page. We want to basically be a conduit and somewhere people can go. If they have a question, they can share a question, and people will respond. The group is still actually, the original group that we started 2 years ago is still actually very active, very live. A lot more interactive questions and answers there, areas, both the group and the page are both still very much active, and the page itself, there's a lot of sharing information and tips and things like that.
Mm-hmm. And what I like about it, you know, is that it's a collaborative community. It's not just, you know, Autism Empowerment. It's, you know, all of the different Scouters that are out there in organizations from around the world sharing their resources and ideas and you know, building a collective supportive community together.
Absolutely. And the thing about that, the collaborative aspect is we want to be able to, if someone has an idea, be able to share it to other people, not just say that it's an Autism Empowerment thing, even though we are producing individual trainings and resources and things like that, you know, quality content on our own. We want to be able to share ideas from around the country, around the world, with Scouters from around the country and around the world, so they can take it back to their units and be successful. We're all in this together, and we all want to be able to be supporting each other in everything that we're doing. And I think that's one of the key values also of Autism Empowerment, is to be able to share the resources, and that's part of the empowering and also part of the enriching, meaning that if we can share ideas, we're enriching the lives of the Scouts that we're supporting, and we're empowering leaders to have the tools, in essence, to go and work with Scouts to make sure that the Scouts can do their best and they're prepared for skills for life.
And that's excellent. And just as clarification, our organization is not affiliated with any one Scouting program.
Absolutely not. We're not affiliated with the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, Heritage Girls, which today is their 17-year anniversary, by the way. Happy birthday to them. Royal Rangers, Impact Girls. There's a whole host of different Scouting organizations. There's the Australian Scouting Federation. There's the UK, Canadian. We want to work with all Scouting units around the world.
And it's really quite fascinating because I think that, you know, the idea of working together with all of the groups, I mean, it really provides, you know, different insight from the different organizations, and I think everybody benefits from that.
No, absolutely. And it's trying to include ideas and taking the ideas and adapting them to your particular unit. Just because, you know, my expertise is with the Boy Scouts and the Cub Scouts, and I am a volunteer still with them in a variety of roles, but I still, you know, truly want to be able to share ideas that I've learned and gleaned to you know, Scout units in Colorado, to Scout units in Iowa, to Scout units in upper, you know, Vermont and Florida to Guam to UK to Canada to Europe to Australia to Asia, wherever there's scouts who have, you know, either sensory processing disorder, an autism diagnosis, or any type of challenge, we want to be able to help those scouts and those leaders working with those scouts. And also, a huge component of that are the parents, because the parents are a lot of times are the driving force to get the scouts back into the units and, you know, takes them to the meetings, takes them, you know, works with them at home. So a lot of the emphasis is also to work with the individual parents and to provide them the support to work with their scouts as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, if parents wanted to get their children or, I guess, even youth involved in scouting, this would be a program where they would want to check out as well?
Oh, absolutely. We actually have helped a number of people throughout the country find units that would be sensory friendly to their needs. And we do this absolutely for free. It's a lot of time consuming things, but it's something that, again, we feel called. If you really have a need and you can't find a local unit that's individually close to you, we will take your email or phone call and do the best that we can to try to facilitate a unit for you. I mean, we can't guarantee it, but we'll definitely try for you. And, the scout, we'll just try to find the best fit for your child, either female, male, going into whatever type of scouting unit that you're looking at for.
And other support, John, I know that you write, you know, when you have time. You've written a number of different blogs talking about different types of things. So those are resources that people can plug into as well. Did you want to talk about that a bit?
I do blog at autismandscouting.blogspot.com. We try to brand the program as Autism and Scouting, and pretty much it's pretty unique throughout all of the different programs. The only difference is on Twitter, due to character constraint, it's just Autism Scouting. So, but as far as the
at
blog,
Autism Scouting, right?
At Autism Scouting. So, but we're also on Google Plus. But as far as the blogging goes, yeah, what we're trying to do there is try to give tips. We try to, you know, provide inspirational stories. There's a whole variety of different things that we want to be able to do. Again, I haven't been able to blog recently in the last couple of weeks because a lot of other commitments have come up. But I definitely, this fall, especially towards the end of this month and going into October, I want to get back into more of that. And even one of the shows that we have next week called Fundraising, Tips for Fundraising, to help your scout with fundraising, we want to be able to turn that into a blog as well. So if you can't listen or don't want to listen, you can actually read it too, because there's people, each person out there, scout leader, you know, adult, child, parent, learns differently and can assimilate information differently, and we want to be able to facilitate that better. And one of the things we're looking at doing next year is hopefully by mid-year, early next year, is bringing more visuals through YouTube and things like that.
So it's providing a comprehensive, you know, type of training. And so if people are listening into a radio show, but they want to be able to take the information back to the units, there'll be, PDFs, handouts that they can take. There'll be a variety of different forms of media that they will be able to plug into. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And that's why it's so exciting to be on iTunes, because now you can take your mobile device, your iPhone, your iPad, your iPod. You go to iTunes, download it, and you have it right there on your device, and you can take that device anywhere. You can take it to people that don't have access currently. So that's what's exciting. And also, you can also listen to the broadcast on through our Blog Talk Radio as well.
And We're actually going to be expanding our program in the near future to even have some longer shows as well.
Absolutely, and more, and with that expansion of the time, we'll also be able to bring on maybe multiple guests at the same time throughout a show, and also to be able to expand the times that we can offer the show live. And, you know, that's a lot of our generosity from our listeners helps pay for these programs. I mean, we volunteer all of our time and right now, and it's a free resource for everyone, but we still have to pay the administrative costs, and that's why it's so nice to have people with all of the generosity helping us with this. And we can always use additional funds to expand more programs as well.
Yes, we definitely appreciate that. And, you know, I've noticed that Scouters are really generous, good-hearted people.
Absolutely. And, you know, the adage, 1 hour, one hour a week is, there was a post that we put on there of a patch recently, and there was comments is like, well, that 1 hour is the hour that I get to sleep each week. So the Scouters out there are amazing volunteers. I mean, they really, really are dedicated to the youth of America. They're dedicated to providing really quality programs. And it's really something that's near and dear to my heart, obviously. And so you're really touching being able to provide resources to Scouters to help really all Scouts at all times.
That's true. And talking about resources, I wanted to backtrack a little bit and just talk a little bit about a group that you had co-founded earlier this year. It was a sensory-friendly Cub Scout group. And I wanted you to just share a little bit about that as well.
Well, I co-founded it with a local mother here in Vancouver, Washington. She's very passionate as well, and she's just very driven to provide a quality program for kids on the autism spectrum. She came in as Cub Master. I came in as a unit commissioner, and we co-founded a unit to provide sensory-friendly scouting for youth on, you know, youth in the Cub Scouting program. In fact, you, Karen, this Karen.
Me, Karen, yes.
Was also instrumental in a lot of what we did because she was our committee chair as well. So there was just a lot of parents that came together. It wasn't the Scoutmaster. It wasn't me. It wasn't Karen. It was just all of the parents coming together to really build something really special for these kids. And what was really neat was to watch the kids build friendships, learn life skills, take those skills that they learn and translate that into other areas, watch the parents come together, be able to unite in a lot of areas, because a lot of times those parents with special needs kids can really feel isolated a lot of times. And this is a way for them to really kind of interact with other parents and really understand that these are people that get it. But the kids were just amazing. The smiles, the wonderful life skills that they were starting to learn. We kind of have moved back a little bit from that because we didn't want to feel that there was any type of conflict of interest because we wanted to respect the integrity of the scouting unit and obviously the integrity of autism empowerment. And we wanted to just build some wonderful tools together and be able to provide support wherever we could.
Mm-hmm. And I completely agree with that. It was a wonderful experience. And it wasn't just, an autism-related pack, although there were plenty of scouts involved that were on the spectrum, but it was billed more as a sensory-friendly special needs group, and we welcomed and invited scouts from all over the greater Vancouver area who were looking for, you know, a sensory-friendly type of experience and environment, and really more of, you know, a place where people could come and, you know, be themselves, let their kids, their light shine and so forth. And as an organization, you know, we learned, you know, got some experience in, you know, hands-on working with families with different types of, you know, challenges and special needs. And I think that helps us as we step back now as, the things that we do as Autism Empowerment, Autism and Scouting on a local, regional, and national basis, it gives us a little bit more insight into, you know, how to support individuals that have these, you know, different types of challenges going on. And that
right.
includes the Scouts and their families.
And as Autism Empowerment, part of the Autism and Scouting program, we want to really look to the future and be able to expand our programs, not only here in the local Vancouver, Washington area, but, you know, through the region, through the nation, and ultimately the world. And that's how we're using the different types of media. And, you know, this gives us a little bit more free time to do the radio broadcast that we've been doing. We have just some amazing guests just lined up back to back to back, and we're already booking guests into October and November already. And we may take a little break late December, but we're going full force and just completely rededicated ourselves to being able to spread quality programming and support for those on the autism spectrum, those with sensory processing disorders and other related co-conditions.
Absolutely. And right now we have a little less than 4 minutes left in our show. So I would like you to just kind of talk about the vision for the future and some of the other things that we have coming up.
Well, the vision for the future looks really, really bright. Again, expanding the multimedia aspect of everything, training. I'm so excited to be working with Tony May. He's shared some exciting new training that the BSA is working on. Actually, he asked for our input as Autism Empowerment, and we gave him some suggestions, which he took and is changing that. And actually, the training that that will be given at a national level will reference Autism Empowerment as a source for scouters to go to get additional information, which is really exciting. And that'll be done. Those trainings will be available nationally eventually. It's just finally getting through that whole process of bureaucracy. expanding, again, the use of providing sensory-friendly tools that we can put out there for units to use. We actually developed a really kind of a neat thing called a sensory profile, which we want to be able to give out to more units, so units can identify youth in their units that have sensory issues, and they can identify those issues, work with those issues, and basically provide the best possible scouting environment for the scouts. And if you ever have a question about that, please feel free to email me at john@autismempowerment.org. And I will be more than happy to get back with you. If you have any questions about anything that we're doing, we definitely want to be able to support your scouts, both as a leader, as a parent. And if you're a scout out there with autism and you have questions or need help, you can contact us as well. We're here for you.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I know that we're going to be wanting to do as well, we want to be able to reach as many people as possible. So we have programs like the radio. We have the blogs. We've got the social, you know, media, Facebook and Google and so forth. But we're also considering doing, you know, online interactive trainings as well, so that no matter what group you're in, you know, you can kind of plug in, and we'll also be, you know, getting volunteers from different groups to be able to share their ideas as well.
Absolutely. One of the other things is we have some other really kind of cool things planned, but we don't want to, like, spill the beans yet, if you will. we want to make sure that we have everything lined up and ready to go before we make some cool announcements, and hopefully we'll have some stuff coming down the pipeline that will really be effective for your units and you as a leader. Just remember, accept the scout where they are. Make sure that you provide enrichment for their lives. Inspire them to be the best that they can, and empower them to really do their best and be prepared for life.
Absolutely. I mean, that's very well said, John. And this was a really positive show. I'm really jazzed and honored that I could be your co-host today.
Well, you were the host, and I was honored to be your guest.
Okay. Well, this is Karen Krejcik with Autism and Scouting Radio, and we look forward to you plugging into our future shows. My guest today was John Krejcik with Autism and Scouting, and we look forward to having you listen again. Any last words, John?
Thank you so much, and support your scouts.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. Goodbye.